finally today. It's been a hard week. I think we can all agree on that. So before we leave you, we have this little offering for your soul. If you were one of the millions of people around the world who watched the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle earlier this year, then I bet you remember this gospel choir.
So darling, darling, stand by me. Stand by me, stand by me, stand by me.
That is, of course, the Kingdom Choir, led by the award-winning conductor Karen Gibson. The group, which is based in London, has now released its debut album. It's called Stand By Me. And Karen Gibson is with us now from the BBC studios in London. Karen Gibson, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for singing that song, that beautiful song. I feel better already.
You're welcome. Glad you enjoy it.
When did you realize that something huge had happened, something enormous had happened?
I think it was after the wedding and trying to get across the road to the press building. The crowds were still outside, of course, and people were calling out to us, trying to take selfies. And it just felt so different from a couple of hours before when we were going into the chapel. It felt almost like we were being mobbed and being treated like celebrities. And I was like, whoa, what is this? And then, of course, Facebook went mad, as did Instagram. I think that's when, you know, I got a bit of a hint about what was going on.
I won't cry. I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand by me.
Well, you know, the royal wedding was not your first big gig. I mean, you've previously performed for Queen Elizabeth, Bill Clinton,
that's
Desmond
right.
Tutu, Nelson Mandela. Yeah.
What
is it about this particular event that you think struck such a chord?
There's a few things, I think. Number one, it's a wedding. Everybody loves a good wedding. But it's a wedding of two very special people, I believe. I particularly have a soft spot for Harry, I have to say. And then there's this beautiful...
And who doesn't? Woman. Just saying. Go on.
It's true. And then there's Meghan, who is of mixed heritage. And then there was a fact, I think, that this wedding passed by some of the usual traditions. I do not remember a black gospel choir at a royal wedding in my living memory. And you had Bishop Curry. So it was a very inclusive ceremony.
Well, you know, speaking of gospel choirs, you said you don't recall a particular black gospel choir performing at a royal wedding. I'm not sure that a lot of people, perhaps outside of England, know that there are black gospel choirs in England. And so
really?
I just think, well, I'm just saying that I think the image that a lot of us would have would be people who are attached to the African-American experience. In fact, I think you said in an interview that gospel is England's best kept secret. So tell us a bit more about how the gospel tradition lives in England.
Right. Yeah. Happy to. There are so many gospel choirs up and down the country. And when I say it's a best kept secret, those in the know. There is a very much a thriving gospel community in Britain, not only in Britain, but in Europe. So I, before I was assigned artist, I was up and down Europe, and I'm not the only one. Several of my peers would be teaching gospel music workshops nearly every weekend in places like France, Belgium, Spain, Italy, Poland, Sweden, Denmark, the Czech Republic, Latvia. It just goes on and on and on. Gospel music is very much alive and well.
Well, speaking of which, I mean, one of the songs from the album, I just want to play it. It's a cover of Labby Siffre's Something Inside So Strong. Let's play it, and then you can tell me about why you wanted to put this one on the album. Here, let's hear it.
You can deny me. You can decide. Me wrong, so wrong. Thought that my pride was gone.
you know, obviously a lot of people love this song, but yes, many people know it as an anti-apartheid song. So tell me why you wanted to have this on the album.
Because I feel that the song speaks of an inner strength. It speaks of resilience. It speaks of hope. It speaks of identity and knowing yourself, that despite what troubles come your way, despite the things that would come to knock you down or make you feel low, actually, if you reach deep down, you can find hope for tomorrow. And I think that's so important, that people learn that resilience and have that understanding that, you know, whatever's going on, joy comes in the morning. There's always a brighter day tomorrow, always.
It's interesting also the mix of songs. You've got a lot of pop songs on here. I was wondering about that. What were you going for with that?
Okay, so we wanted songs that people could connect to. But actually, I kind of think that some of the differences that we put between the secular and the sacred, sometimes you can find the sacred in what we see as the secular. I mean, when I hear the song Make You Feel My Love, that speaks of God's love to me, do you know?
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love.
People who have been writing us about the impact the album has had on them, and they're talking about washing up the dishes and bursting into tears, or, you know, having real great spiritual moments hearing these songs that we say are pop, and we want to maybe put them on that side because they belong to the pop world. But actually, if you listen to the lyrics, some of them, you know, I think you can have great experiences with them. We don't have to give them these labels of pop or not.
Interesting, though, that you're receiving this reception at a time when there's just so much ugliness, particularly so much ugliness around race and difference and ethnicity. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's just be real about it. I mean, the fact is, Meghan Markle did receive some kind of racist hostility directed toward her when it was first understood that she and the prince were together, and to the point where the palace even had to speak about it.
Yeah.
I just wonder how you receive the fact that you are being embraced so warmly at a time when there is so much other ugliness elsewhere.
I think that it means that people want to hear good news. I think that it means that people are tired of the ugliness and they're embracing something that brings hope. I was in Marks and Spencer's the other day, I shouldn't maybe not say that, but anyway, a big department store, and I was shopping
for
a coat.
We know about it.
Okay, great. Uh-huh. Anyway, I was shopping, and this lady was also in the mirror trying on a coat, and then she turned around to me and said, "You're that gospel lady, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes," and then she proceeds to tell me that... she said that her grandmother was the biggest racist. I didn't expect any of this. She comes out and says this. And then she said, but they lived in an area, which is a very urban area called Peckham in London. And she was then introduced to gospel music. And she said that gospel music helped her to see past skin colour and helped her to see black people as people, which was really important for the lady that I was talking to because her children were of mixed heritage. And she said by the time her nan passed, she was able to accept her dual heritage grandchildren because she'd been started off on the pathway of acceptance through listening to gospel music. And I was blown away by that because I did not expect that singing Stand By Me on a national stage could bring about racial conciliation. And then there's the other side where black people have come to me and said, we felt like it was our wedding. Or there's the other lady on the bus who, when I sat down next to her, she said, started talking about the song and then said, yes, we've made it. So there's that thing of inclusion and that thing of acceptance that it's that seems to have taken off. And I think it's the right time. I think people are saying we don't want to do the ugliness. We want acceptance. We want love. We want inclusion. We want diversity. And it's all good.
Karen Gibson, she is the conductor of the Kingdom Choir. Their debut album as signed artists is called Stand By Me. Karen Gibson, thank you so much for talking with us and continued success to you.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
You face me, now I'm blinded by your grace. You can't.